Woodhouse has been a trusted partner in your everyday since 1975. Shop for your next vehicle with the home team at Woodhouse and the official auto dealer of Nebraska Athletics. We jump back into our best of show by picking up where we left off with an interview Jessica had with Husker football strength and conditioning coach Corey Campbell. Jessica's next question was about how important this time of the offseason is for the football team.
Very important. So as you may know, July is a time where the coaches get away. And then it does truly transition to a more player-led team, right? And when you're thinking about how you want to be successful in a season, coaches can't go out there and line up with these men. Again, they put the best plans in place for them to go out there and be successful, but the players themselves have to go out there and execute it. And so that's what July really is, relying on each other, holding each other accountable to execute the standard at a high level. Especially without their position coaches being around, right? And then even for myself, you know, myself and my staff, like, we're there, we're putting a plan in place, you know, I'm making sure that things are operating how they need to, but I'm also, you know, giving the torch to those older guys, to those leaders, right? Because, again, the more that we can put them in positions to lead and they feel confident and comfortable in those positions to lead and that their teammates are going to support them in that, the better off that they'll fare once we get to football in the fall.
What is, you know, other than that, what are some of the goals that you try to get done in July, too, before you take the field for practice again in August?
Right. I don't look at it just necessarily about July, but, you know, June as well, mm-hmm. right? We got to put these guys in a position to go out there and be successful from a strength standpoint, from a conditioning standpoint, from a speed standpoint, and from a resiliency standpoint, right? And so our training is aimed at all of that. But one goal specifically for the players this summer, and there's a few of them, but it's them turning themselves into the best version of themselves that they can be, right? Them turning themselves into great players. And so, you know, that's the goal of this summer. And being a great player, yes, a huge part of that is from a physical standpoint, you know, in the weight room. But it is a mental standpoint, right? Like, you have to know and understand your expectation on the field. So from a film study standpoint, you know, an on-field, actually running play standpoint, you know, the expectation is that those guys put in the time, put in the effort, so that when we do get back to football and fall camp in the fall, like, we pick up where we left off. It's not a huge learning curve. Same expectation that we have for those guys across the month of May coming into June, that is the expectation that the coaches have for those guys across the month of July going into August.
What are some of the qualities, the traits that you start to identify in some great leaders during this time?
I think a huge one is the ability to hold themselves and others accountable regardless of who they are, regardless of their position, right? I think that's a huge part because for a lot of guys, right, like you got to make the distinction between am I, you know, a friend or a buddy? Right. Like if I'm a true friend of yours, I'm willing to call you out on things that you may not be doing well. But also I'm willing to pick you up. Right. And lead you in that direction. You know, and as much as you may call out the things that you're not doing so well, also identify the things that you are doing well. Right. And one thing that we try to preach with our leaders and get them to really take hold of is this idea of a debrief. Right. Like go into and out of every day, figuring out what it is that we did well as an individual, as a position group, as a team, right? What are the areas that we can improve? And then putting a plan in place to improve that. And so I think our leaders on this team have done a really good job at that. That's something that from messaging on our standpoint, like we're really trying to ingrain in them on a daily basis, is make sure that you guys understand what you're working towards. Because when you think about that, at the end of the day, it's deliberate practice, right? Being intentional about the work that you do. And so that's a huge part of leadership. And again, just, you know, overall communication. Like, what is it that we want to get done? And what is the plan in order to get there?
Is there a point that you realize, okay, they're moving in the right direction? Or do you learn that when the season hits and it's starting to pay off?
I think you notice it. Right. And I think you notice it when you start to hear guys speak up before you even have to say anything. It's almost like you're on the same wavelength, right? And across the month of June, I've noticed that. Like I said, I've told these young men how proud I am of the steps that I've seen them take. Because sometimes when you're in it, you don't really notice it. But for me, I get an outside perspective because, you know, I'm not in that locker room with them. They're in that locker room, right? So I get an outside perspective of the traits that I see them develop. And I let them know that because, you know, we need to point that out because they need to know the things that they are doing well so that they can continue to do them, but also the things where they need to improve at. And so, you know, when you do transition into a player-led team, guys start to speak up, guys start to hold each other accountable to the standard that they set without the coaches even having to say anything. So I've noticed that across the month of June. And, you know, I trust that our guys are going to continue to develop that quality across the month of July. And, again, by the time we hit fall camp, it's ingrained in them, and it's just going to be second nature.
I know you also stay in communication with all the coaching staff, but what's it been like for you working with the three new coordinators going into this season? I guess officially Coach Holgorsen was here at the end of last year. Coach Butler was the defensive backs coach, but Coach Eckler and just with Coach Holgorsen and Coach Butler and how has that gone, that process of getting to know them and what they want out of their guys too?
They've all been great. You know, for me, it's understanding what it is they need to see out of their respective players on the sides of the ball, and for Coach Eckler, what he needs to see out of the young man from a special teams standpoint, right? And so in going into the summer, we all sat down with each other towards the end of spring ball, and we talked about expectations, right? What it is we were trying to accomplish during the summer, you know, from just a football readiness and skill acquisition standpoint. And I'm grateful for that because my job, you know, above all else and a lot of things, it is to get them to be able to execute what the coaches need them to do at a high level. And so just their level of collaboration, right, getting in there in the office with them, sitting down on the whiteboard like, hey, coaches, what is it that we're looking to accomplish? These are the things that I'm setting in place. Let's create a plan together that is going to allow our young men, again, not only to develop from a purely physical standpoint, but also from a technical, tactical standpoint, from a football perspective. So I'm grateful to be able to work with Coach Holgorsen, Coach Butler, and Coach Eckler. They're three amazing coaches, demand a lot from their guys. But I'm excited at this crew that we have, that Coach Rhule put together, and I'm looking forward to getting on the sidelines with them this season.
Okay, I won't ask you specifics about the bull, but you can confirm it was a real bull.
It was a real bull.
Not a fake bull.
It wasn't a fake bull.
I know you got hit up a lot about getting a bull in your weight room, but hey, it provided for an epic social media.
It did.
A moment, I guess.
It did. It was, you know, I got a text message from Troy Vincent. It was him, myself, Coach Rhule, Dr. Elza, and he mentioned bringing the bull in the weight room. And, you know, I didn't even respond to the text. Dr. Elza and Coach Rhule kind of handled that. And, you know, Troy came to me the next day like, hey, we're going to make sure, you know, the bull is good. That's going to be the first photo opportunity that guys get so we can get them in, get them out. And, you know, that recruiting staff, they did an amazing job at, number one, facilitating getting a live bull into the weight room, but also making sure that things were safe, nothing got damaged or messed up. So it did make for a great photo opportunity. It was cool to see Coach Rhule and the guys in front of that bull. So I'm pretty sure nowhere else in the country is going to have a live bull in their weight room.
I think you're right on that. And then the last thing I got for you, this has been a big kind of topic of conversation this week, is just the Coach Rhule and the EA Sports and how they designed him. And I asked you, when's the last time he wore a tucked-in polo? You can confirm that's not his wardrobe of choice for quite some time.
Yeah, that's not my man's style. Coach Rhule is more of a coaching shirt type guy. And so, you know, EA Sports, I don't think they had a really good depiction of Coach Rhule, but you know, hey, to each his own. We're not worried about what a game portrays us as. You know, we're putting in the work here in order to take care of the business that we need to handle in Nebraska.
Awesome. Great stuff. Always enjoy chatting with you and getting your perspective. I know you guys are putting in the work, so Appreciate your time, and thanks for all the great stuff.
Appreciate you, Jessica. Thank you.
Corey Campbell with Jessica Cootey on Sports Nightly last week. We'll take a quick break and come back with another newcomer to Nebraska volleyball, freshman Manaya Obeche. That's next.
Hit us up on the text line. Text 402-413-2400 with your Husker thoughts.